First of all, I'd encourage you, let's take a moment, grab the outlines that you have, looking at God as the true shepherd. From Ezekiel, beautiful section of scripture that we have. You know, this is a fascinating thought, but it's a true statement, is that the only way that you and I could ever know anything about God is if He revealed Himself to us. You and I would not have the foggiest idea of who God is, how He cares for us, how much He loves us, if He didn't reveal it to us. And really, the good news is that God has chosen to show you, to share with you what He's like, how He thinks about you, how He cares for you. And He doesn't want you to stay in the dark. Here's big point, is that big picture, is that God, every day, all day long, wants you to be assured of His presence and His power in your life. You know, He talks about being a shepherd, and this text that we have from Ezekiel is some 700 years or so before Christ even came on the scene. And then Jesus, when He comes to earth as God in the flesh, He picks up the same thought. He says, "I am the good shepherd, willing to die for the sheep." He says, "I am the good shepherd, I know my sheep, and my sheep know me." God is shepherding you, He's guiding you. The only thing that I don't like about this text is, like you see on the screen up there, that it compares us to sheep. And sheep are really dumb. I mean, they are really, really dumb. I have looked this up from time to time, and again, I looked up to see exactly how sheep are. And in this respect, they are so totally committed to the leader. They'll have a lead sheep, and they'll just follow who's ever out there in front. They are so totally committed to the way that they're going and the leader that they will go out in total harm's way and not even realize that they're in trouble. As a matter of fact, there are many reports of whole herds of sheep going off a cliff one after another. There's one that was in the Guardian, this is about 8 years ago, it was in the Guardian, it was in a paper out of a main daily out of Qatar, and this happened in Egypt, in rural, not rural Egypt, in rural Turkey. There were some shepherds there, and the shepherds were watching over about 1,500 sheep, and they were busy having breakfast, and so they neglected the sheep, and they just let the sheep roam freely. Well, the sheep were busy grazing, doing what sheep like to do, and they went one by one, together eventually, over a cliff, and 400 of them died. And all 1,500 actually went over the cliff, and they figured the whole loss that was involved was like $74,000 at that time. And, you know, sheep need a shepherd. Sheep have a tendency to wander. And if they find a little bit of grass nibbling, they'll just keep on going, even when it's outside the safety of the shepherd. And three times in the text that we have from Ezekiel, three times God says He's going to seek us out. He's going to seek you and I out. He is the good shepherd. He's concerned about us. And He watches over us. And here's something I want you to think about. I didn't write it in your outlines, but I would encourage you to make a note of this, is that God is not only our supreme source. God is not only our supreme source of everything we need, but God Himself rejoices when you and I are content. You see, God is glorified when we are being satisfied and full contented in Him. That glorifies God. That actually gives Him great joy. It's really what He loves to do. And as a matter of fact, He wants you and I to be aware of that fact every single minute of the day. He is seeking you out. Now, the truth is we do not always seek God. That is reality. I mean, we're not always doing God's will. You may be in a place right now where God doesn't want you to be. That happens. It happens to me, it happens to you. And people graze on all sorts of things. We graze on worry. We graze on contention. We graze on, you know, there are things that upset us. This is you know, family time. We're all together with our families and stuff. I mean, this is a reality of life. These are the things that we have to deal with. There are temptations to sin that we stumble with. We are not perfect. And all of us, everybody in this room, you and I together, we have all been hurt by something, by people. At the Bible class, we were talking about it and we were reflecting on the fact that guilt is such a huge issue for us as human beings. All of us here are guilty about something. And tell me it doesn't affect your conduct when you're around somebody. You could know that person for 30 years. But you'll be around that person and you'll have guilt or something like that and it will affect your conduct. The Lord knows this. Now what God is telling us, He does not want you to feel guilty. What God is telling us in this text is that He is seeking us out. He is seeking us out. He's looking for us. And He's found you in Christ. When we don't walk in this relationship of blessing and of grace that God so freely gives us in Christ, God is not lost. We are lost. We're the lost sheep. And what's happening is we're not yielding any really tangible, real results from the benefit of living in Christ. And God really wants you to know that He is with you. He really wants you to know that He is seeking you out. You remember a bumper sticker? I was thinking about this. I remember when I was growing up in Southern California, a lot of people were getting these bumper stickers that said, "I found it." You remember that? How many of you remember seeing that? But somebody at the Saturday service remember seeing these bumper stickers, "I found it." And non-believers put on their car, "I lost it." And you know, it made me think because really it's not totally accurate because one of the most comforting things of our faith and one of the things that God wants you to rest assured of most importantly is that God wasn't the one that was lost. He knows exactly where you are. He knows exactly what you're going through, and that meant to be a great comfort to you. When you look at the parable of the lost shepherd, it's not the parable of the lost shepherd, it's the parable of lost sheep. It's the sheep, actually, that were lost. And Jesus did not say, "I came to earth to be found." He didn't say that. He said, "I came to earth to seek and to save that which is lost." Who's doing the seeking? You know, when I look at all the religions and all the people, you know, trying to find God, God is already found in the person of Jesus Christ. He's seeking you out. He's coming to you. He's saying, "This is the truth. This is your comfort. This is your strength." Now, the way that we as human beings know this best is when we are going through difficult times. And it says this in the text from Ezekiel. He says this. He says, "I will rescue them from all the places that they were scattered on the day of clouds and darkness." It's when you and I are going through dark times and difficult times that we know the presence of the Savior best. It's at those times that we come face to face with a loving Savior that knows where we are, that knows what we're in, and really cares for us. You've probably all heard Psalm 23. Beautiful shepherd psalm. There's probably people here in our group right here that memorized that psalm. There's an interesting thing in that psalm that maybe you haven't seen. Now, when David starts off, he's talking about God. And he mentions some things about God. He says, "He leads me beside still waters. He guides me green pastures. He restores my soul." But then David makes a shift in pronoun. He changes from third person to second person, and he makes it plural. He makes it personal. He makes it you. And he says something that you are with me, your rod and your staff comfort me. And it's in those valleys when he's going through the valley of the shadow of death that he changes from talking about God, talking to God face to face, because it's at those times that you run into God face to face. If you talk to mature Christians, they will tell you that they came to know God not when everything was going well, not when everything was perfect in their life, but it was when things were not going well. When I was depressed, when I was feeling lost, when I didn't know the way to go, it was at those times that I knew I was not alone and that God is with us and He is guiding us and He is watching over us. And that's when you know that you are a lost sheep and you have a loving shepherd that is watching over you and keeping you. Human energy runs out. Human endurance wisdom. Our friends, our companions, even our loved ones are going to leave us at some time in this world. And God will never leave you. He is always with you. And you and I, we need to focus not on the circumstances, but on the shepherd in those circumstances. Not on the situation, but on the Savior. When you're going through a difficult time, when you're in temptation and you're going in one direction, it's at that time that you need to turn, you need to hear the voice of the shepherd that's calling to you and speaking to you. I assure you that He is with you. That is the power of this promise. And God wants to build character in your life. It's not by accident. Does God cause accidents? Does He cause tragedies? Does He cause pain and difficulties in our lives? No, He does not. He is not interested in hurting you and I. That's not His interest at all. In verse 14 of our text, it says, they will lie down. You know, when sheep digest their food, they have to lie down. It's symbolism that they would have understood that these sheep are at peace. That they're calm. They know that their shepherd is with them. And that speaks to them. Now, you know, God wants you to know that He is with you. And God is going to be with you. You will experience Him best in the difficult times. And constantly throughout your whole journey of faith, God wants you to rely on Him to be your guide and protect you. And I really believe that God gives us opportunities. He gives us opportunities in our daily life to develop this and grow in this. And I was thinking about how to share this with you, and I just want to end with a couple of points that I pray would be very practical for you and would help you as you grow in faith, as you grow in faith as a family, as you grow in faith as an individual, as we grow in faith as a church. And the first one that I thought of is a little more specific to me. If you're like me, it'll resonate. If not, then something else will. Maybe the other 2 points will. But I'm the type of person, when I get up in the morning, I just jump out of bed and start doing things. I wake up, boom, I'm ready to go. I don't need to stop. Some people are quiet in the morning and you know, they kind of don't talk to them until they get their coffee or something, right? But no, not with me. I just kind of jump out. Now, that's a problem for me. The reason why that's a problem for me is because I will jump out of bed without God. And I need to stop. And I've trained myself that I actually have to stop and have to think, before I get out of this bed, God, this is Your day. And if you're an active person like me, then stop and think every day. Before you get up, don't start your day without actually verbalizing it to God, saying, God, this is Your day. You have made this day. You will get me through it. I do not know what I'm going to face this day, but You do. And You will shepherd me through it. And you actually make that a point in your mind to stop and think, and you start your day like that. And I'm telling you, when I do, it is just totally different, because I'm not going in my strength, I'm going in God's strength. And I'm simply recognizing that I am a sheep and I need a shepherd. You know, and maybe you're not like that, but I can tell you, we all need to hear God speak to us. All of us do. And we need God's Word to give us direction. Sheep do not know which way to go. And you know, we need to be in the Word of God. We need to let that Word of God get in us. Now, some people will hear what I'm sharing and they'll go, okay, I'm going to go out and buy a Bible and I'm going to start reading through the whole Bible. I can pretty much guarantee you that's not the voice of the Good Shepherd speaking to you. You know, God wants to speak to you where you're at right now in a meaningful way. And I do not read through the whole Bible, sit down and just read through the whole thing. I do not sit down and read through a whole book or through a whole chapter. I might sometimes just read one verse. And that verse will speak to me where I'm at. You saw that in the video a little bit earlier. The guy was dealing with some family struggles and some family issues. And so he went right to the internet. I thought it was great. He just goes right to there. Okay, God, speak to me. Shepherd me. I don't want to fight my parents anymore. You know, help me and guide me. And so, you know, God will, in fact, deal with us. He wants to deal with you personally like that. He will speak to you through the Word. I guarantee that the Word will help you. God has a Word for you, and He wants to speak that into your life. Here's a verse that has been an encouragement to me for many years. It's from Isaiah chapter 30. Actually, let me back up. Isaiah chapter 54, verse 17. Isaiah chapter 54, verse 17. It says this, "No weapon formed against you will prosper." No weapon formed against you will prosper. God will meet everything. He will refute everything in your life. And the second one that I want to share with you is also from Isaiah. It's Isaiah chapter 30. Isaiah chapter 30, verses 20 through 21. Let me read this to you. "Though the Lord gave you adversity for food and suffering for drink, He will still be with you to teach you. You will see your teacher with your own eyes. Your own ears will hear Him. Right behind you, a voice will say, 'This is the way you should go. Walk in it.' Whether to the right or to the left, He will speak." And God is speaking through the prophet to you and to me. He's saying, "My word, my promises will speak to you. They will speak life. They will speak direction." For you in your relationships, for you with your kids, for you, I mean, in every way. And I need that. We need to remember that. And the third thing I want to share with you touches on what Carol has shared with us. Be the flock. Be the flock. You are the flock of God. God has given you opportunities. He will give you opportunities this week, I guarantee you, to share the love of Jesus Christ. I will challenge you to do that. I will challenge you in some way, in some opportunity that God has placed for you. Maybe it's with your kids. Just hug your kid and say, "I love you." I mean, something as simple as that, it's just a beautiful thing. It just speaks the love of God flowing from you to somebody else. It's to your spouse. You just say, "You know, I thank God for you." Oh my goodness. How that just disarms, how that just blesses. You know, here's the thing. This is an amazing thing. Is that when we be the flock and when we share the love of God, it does an amazing thing. It teaches the person that gives something about God. It teaches us how kind and patient and generous and loving God is. It helps us to see that from that perspective when we give. So I would encourage you, just be strong, be purposeful. Let God move through you. If you think the situation is beyond anything that you can imagine, well then, you need to hear the voice of the Good Shepherd speaking to you, because He is. And He will encourage you. And He will bless you. You are never, we are never alone. May God bless you. May He help you. Help you and I to see how He's actually working in us. And He's reaching out to us. In the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.